The first command of God to the universe was, "Let there be light." God asked the universe to shine. But the light wasn't the light of the universe. Neither was it the light of the sun or the moon. One of the fascinating things in looking at the creation story is that God says, "Let there be light," on the first day, Genesis 1, verse 3. But the sun doesn't shine until the fourth day of creation, when the sun and the moon are brought into being, which means that light shined in a darkened universe before there were the lights that we assume lit the way. It's interesting as well. In the book of Revelation, there's a passage in Revelation 21, 23, in which God tells us that the city of God does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it. For the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb of God is its lamp. Listen to that for a moment. Light without the sun, light without the moon, light that is only God's presence in our lives. When God created the world and God created people, the intention of God was that we would live in the light of God's presence, that we would walk with God, that we together would experience God's light, God's joy, God's love. But sin entered into the picture. Sin separated us from the presence of God, and we withdrew from the light. Sin caused us to hide and retreat from God's presence. And we were left only with the sun and the moon. Think about that for a moment, because most of us think that the sun and the moon is the light. But after sin, that was all that we were left with, the sun and the moon. In the days of Jesus' time, and in fact, if you go into certain areas in this world, there's still great darkness. Most of us have never encountered the darkness of the natural world at night. We have done whatever we can to make sure that the light is always shining. We don't truly understand the deep darkness of the biblical period, the time where there was no light to shine. Now in our pockets and in our flashlights and in our telephones, we have brighter lights than they had to light their roads and to light their homes. And when you were in the dark, it was dark. Not being able to see your hand in front of your face, kind of dark. So the understanding when God talks about light, for a people that lived in the darkness, it was a significant issue. We have made it a point to keep everything bright in our world. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that we live in worlds of perpetual light? That's a city at night, isn't it? Everything is lit. Everything is lit and bright and shiny at all times. We are convinced that the light will keep us from all evil. Because we all know that no crime takes place when there's light shining, right? That's what they've told us. Yet our cities are filled with lights as well as crime. Sin has found its way into the light, no matter how much we have tried to illumine the world around us. Because the light that we're seeking, it's not the light of the natural world in the sun and the moon, and it's not the light of the artificial world that illumines cities and lights our path. The light that we seek in our world is still the light of God's presence. Christmas time is a time in which many of us do our best to create artificial light in our world and to create artificial presence as well. Every Christmas morning, our children awake to find presents under the tree. And for many of us, those presents are in many ways given out of an understanding that there's something that's needed. And yet, as we get older, we discover that what we really desire is not to open a gift given to us, but to simply have time with the people that we love. There's a time in which it changes. And kids, you might not think that time's ever coming, but there'll be a time, I promise you, when you will look forward to seeing the people that you love more than receiving what they have to give to you. There'll be a time in which presence will overwhelm presence. Did you get that? God continues to seek to give us God's presence in our lives. And Christmas reminds us of the old story in which God's presence entered the world. God's light shined in the darkness. The fascinating thing is who God's light shined to. The first people that experienced the presence of God were simple shepherds in the fields. And the light that they saw that evening was not the light of the moon, nor was it the light of the star. It was the light of the presence of angels. It was a, what does the Bible say? A heavenly light. That heavenly light opened up their world in a new way. And they followed the heavenly light to the presence of God in a manger in Bethlehem, where Jesus had been born. God wants people to be in God's presence. And God so loved us. God so loved individual people. And God so loved us collectively as a world that he sent his only son to come and be present with the people of this world, to shine the light in the darkness, and to be God with us. Many churches and many people at Christmas time believe that it's best if we shine the light that God gave us. And oftentimes we think that what that really means is to shine our light. I'll be honest, I've been preaching Christmas Eve services for 24 years now. This is my 24th Christmas Eve service. And one of the things that you try to do when you preach these things, you try to make sure you have something new to say. It's hard to do that. And so you try to be brilliant. You try to do something that's going to wow people. But you know what? Really, it boils down to this. I can't wow you. Only God can light it. No matter what I say, no matter what we as a congregation do, no matter how good the singing is, no matter how good the music is, it's only if God is present that you really change your life. Our job is not to be the gift to someone else. You know, sometimes people say, that guy thinks he's God's gift, right? Guess what? I'm not. Jesus is God's gift. And no matter how much we struggle and try to shine our light into the world, it's only when we embrace Jesus. It's only when we hold God close that we truly can be a gift to the world around us. I love the shepherds on Christmas Eve, not because I have a problem with the wise men, but because the truth is this world, there's not enough wise men to light the world. And none of us have gifts that are going to impress anybody. But we can all be shepherds. Because the shepherds had a simple task. Go into the world. Shine God's light. Tell them what you have seen. Get out there. Do it. Be a part of the story that God has started in Jesus. You don't have to bring special gifts. You don't have to be smarter than your average bear. All you need to do is shine the light of God that reflects in your heart. Our job is to become a part of the story. Because I'm here to tell you, the story is not something that is completed in the past. It's something that continues to be present today. As long as the people of God experience God's presence in life and share that presence in love, then Christmas is alive and well. And you are a part of the story.